This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura. There have been many signs the economy in the United States is improving. The unemployment rate is the lowest it's been in nearly 7 years. Yet by some measures, the number of homeless children and families is at a record high. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has that story.
Jenny Blahowski is trying to be a normal mom. On a recent afternoon, she fetched two of her boys at a bus stop in a Minneapolis suburb.
Thank you. See you tomorrow.
But things are not normal. The kids pile into her minivan, which is filled with stuff you'd probably keep in your home if you had a home.
Mostly blankets and clothes and toys.
Blahowski and her kids have been homeless since December. An emergency shelter has put them up since then. And Blahowski says that's helped a lot. But her 6-year-old Leon has been way more emotional lately. He peers out from under a purple ski cap with the word lucky emblazoned on it. And he wails. His mom's not sure why. The Department of Education counts kids as homeless if they're on the street, in a car or a shelter, or if they're doubled up temporarily with friends or relatives. Based on those counts, family homelessness spiked during the recession as people were laid off and lost their homes. John McGaw at the American Institutes for Research says there are now 2.5 million homeless kids in America today.
These are the highest numbers on record. It's truly an epidemic levels that we've reached.
Efforts to reduce homelessness among veterans and the chronically homeless have been successful in bringing their ranks down. But McGaw says homeless kids and their families haven't gotten the same attention. At the same time, rents are rising. Steve Berg is with the National Alliance to End Homelessness. He says a lot of people are priced out of the rental market, and the federal government's housing voucher program isn't keeping up with demand.
Everywhere you go, it's either there's a long, long wait list or you can't even get on the wait list because there's so many people on the wait list.
On top of that, the tight rental market is making landlords extra picky. And that's a problem for someone like Jenny Blahowski. She says she's been sober for 4 years, but her past includes drugs and theft. Ditto for her husband, who's now in rehab. That all puts their family at a big disadvantage.
You don't realize how far it'll follow you, even after you've been sober for so many years.
Still, a county program is helping Blahowski get out of the shelter and into transitional housing with 3 of her 4 kids.
I want them to be someone that they're proud of. So I try my hardest to find a home for them and make sure they're going to school and doing what they have to do.
She hopes when her husband's out of rehab and they're both working, they'll land something more permanent. In St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.